You know that old saying that nothing is certain in life but death and taxes? Well, here in Virginia, there's another certainty. Every year is an election year, and this year features a hotly contested primary fight between three Republicans running for governor, each with his own separate and distinct tax plan. Stephen Farnsworth is a professor at the University of Mary Washington.
Well, this is really more of a conversation than Republicans usually do have about taxes. You have a candidate willing to increase taxes, a candidate willing to abolish the income tax, and then, I guess, the Goldilocks plan, which is in the middle.
The Goldilocks in this campaign is former Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Gillespie. Back in March, he outlined a proposal to cut taxes 10% across the board.
Our rates were set in 1972. They have not come down in 45 years, and other states around us have been moving.
The idea is classically Republican. Cut taxes to turbocharge the economy, creating jobs in the process.
It would also result in hardworking Virginians who have had stagnant wages but rising costs over the past 3, 4, 5 years, when our economy's been stagnant, having nearly $1,300 more in our pockets to spend as we see fit.
That's $1,300 for families that make more than $100,000 a year. Not exactly the average family, says State Senator Frank Wagner. He's running against Gillespie in the primary, and during a televised debate last month, he went after Gillespie's plan as irresponsible.
Let me tell you something. It's easy to say that when you're sitting here and you've never been in state government.
Wagner says now is not the time to cut taxes.
We have an $18 billion deficit in the Virginia retirement system. We have a rainy day fund for a recession that should be at $2.4 billion that's down to less than $300 million right now.
To solve the problem, Wagner is proposing a sliding scale for the gas tax. Under his proposal, it would fall when gas prices go up and rise when gas prices go down. And yes, this is a Republican candidate for governor calling for higher taxes.
I can't remember a Republican candidate for statewide office in Virginia running on a tax increase.
That's Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University.
And there probably aren't a dozen nationally in the last decade or two decades who have run on a tax increase like Frank Wagner's running right now.
Wagner may be the only Republican in the race pushing to increase taxes, but he's not the only Republican criticizing Gillespie's tax plan. Prince William Board of Supervisors Chairman Corey Stewart is also running for governor, and he says Gillespie's plan is unrealistic.
Virginia hasn't had a significant surplus in revenues, unanticipated, unaccounted for revenues, in 10 years. Ed's plan is completely dependent upon that. It hasn't happened. It's a charade.
Stewart's solution is to ask state departments to identify how they would slash their budgets up to 30%. And then use those cuts as a menu to reduce spending.
My tax plan is dependent upon a cut in spending. We're going to reduce the rate from 5.75% to 4.75% in a single year.
Within a decade, Stewart says the income tax would be eliminated altogether. Republican strategist Dan Scanling says Stewart's plan is not realistic.
That's wishful thinking. That's not going to happen, because what are you going to replace it with? Are you going to go and do something on property taxes and push it all on the localities? I don't think that's going to go over very well.
Republicans will decide which tax plan they like better when they head to the polls in June. I'm Michael Pope.